This program is brought to you by Emory University.
This book report is brought to you by Emory Report.
All in all, considering the Fagan Franks case's sensational details, its unanswered questions, and the troubling issues of race, class, sectional, and religious prejudice it raises, filmmakers' interest is not surprising. For all its uncomfortable truths and perturbing uncertainties, the case fits into many different genres of visual storytelling. It is a murder mystery, a detective story, and a tale of cynical and sensational journalism. It has courtroom drama and features an extraordinary sacrifice by a politician. It involves a devoted married couple torn apart by external events. It features the perturbing qualities and multiple ironies of a quote-unquote wrong man story, such as those portrayed in several Alfred Hitchcock films and Errol Morris's The Thin Blue Line. It has the fury of mob violence and is pervaded by the ugliest emotions and thoughts known to human nature. These elements make the case irresistible material for a dramatic narrative film. The Fagan Frank case is an unhappy chapter in American history with many volumes devoted to exploring and explaining it. Yet no book has examined the feature films and television programs it spawned. This book fills that gap. In chronological order, it examines two feature-length theatrically released films of the 1930s, Oscar Michaud's Murder in Harlem, 1936, and Mervyn LeRoy's They Won't Forget, 1937, for Warner Brothers, and two television programs broadcast on NBC, the Profiles in Courage episode John M. Slayton from 1964, produced by Robert Sawduck Associates, and the two-part miniseries The Murder of Mary Fagan, 1988, produced and co-written by George Stevens, Jr. What each screen version retains, discards, alters, and amplifies reflects each storyteller's interpretation of the case and simultaneously attests to the constraints of budget, censorship, and format that each creative team faced. Moreover, each work provides fascinating answers to the questions of how films have represented history. Critics and historians have long recognized and often decried the fact that films and television docudramas and shows about historical events frequently, and sometimes gleefully, deviate from historical accounts in the name of dramatic cogency or in the service of the filmmaker's ideological assumptions or cultural beliefs. This phenomenon has been a topic of scholarly investigation since the early 1990s, galvanized by the controversy surrounding such films as Alan Parker's Mississippi Burning, 1988, and especially Oliver Stone's JFK, 1991. Docudramas must restage events that occurred far from the camera. They are often accused of simplifying history, inventing scenes that never took place, and not signaling to viewers the difference between established historical facts and fictionalized events. Such charges can be leveled at each of the screen treatments of the Frank case discussed here, for they are all hybrids of historical reconstruction and creative embellishment of actual events. Yet written history has no lock on historical accuracy, and many historians, including Robert Rosenstone and Hayden White, recognize the commonalities between their own methods, if not their mission, and those of literary and visual storytellers. Just as a historian interprets available facts to construct a story according to certain storytelling conventions, so does a filmmaker shape the historical record to tell a tale. Just as a historian interrogates the historical record, the visual storyteller advances an interpretation of a historical event to show how and why it unfolded as it did.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.